Welcome, and welcome back to Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is part two of a multi-part series about anxiety and fear. So as you will remember, in part one, we talked about our equation for anxiety and fear. That is, how you think is related to how you feel and what you do. And we talked about how you can change any part of that in order to produce change and certainly less anxiety. So today, we're going to be focused on thinking. So with thinking, that's the thought part, and that's the most problematic part when it comes to anxiety, because much of anxiety boils down to two very dangerous words. Those two words are, what if? Now, when people have anxiety, when I have anxiety, when you have anxiety, one of the immediate thoughts we have is, what if? And then conversation goes like this. What if I lose my job? What's going to happen? Immediately, that produces anxiety. Because it's never one what if. It's a multitude of what ifs. What if I lose my job? What if I can't pay the mortgage? What if we can't pay the electric? What if we have no cable? What if we end up homeless? What if we end up dead on the streets in Manhattan because we have no money and nothing else? So it's this long-term catastrophizing what if, which ends us way further down the road than just the simple fear about losing my job. When a person is what-ifing, play it through. Let's do the equation. So what if? What's my feeling? It's anxiety. What's my action? Nothing. Nothing. I get frozen in my fear. I get frozen in my anxiety. I get frozen and there's nothing I can do, or there's nothing I feel that I can do to make it better. The more what ifs I have, the more anxiety goes up. The more anxiety it goes up, the more what ifs I have. And this becomes a very, very, very long-term process of lots and lots and lots of anxiety. And talk about exhausting. Then I get all the physiological symptoms of anxiety, whether that's upset stomach or headaches or heart palpitations or muscle aches or exhaustion. And this goes on and on and on and on and on again. So you may be saying, okay, got the concept. Now what do I do about it? Excellent question. The first thing that you can do with what if thinking is what's called thought stopping. Okay, how does that work? Well, if you're sitting by yourself and you're having a multitude of what if thoughts, right now what you want to do is say the word stop. If you're in a public place, that's a terrible idea. People are going to look at you pretty strange. Public place, we have two other possibilities to use thought stopping. You can visualize a big red stop sign. Most people can do that. Or you can also visualize my personal favorite, the railroad crossing, which comes complete with gates, lights, and the ding, 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 ding noise that happens at the railroad crossing. Thought stopping derails the thought, derails the what if, and then you get to do something else. That's for a future episode. One other thing you can do is you can challenge your thinking. You can say, where is your evidence to support this? How do you know this? So if we go back to my job example, how do you know you're going to lose your job? Well, I don't. Therefore, let's move on. Let's breathe through this and do something else. Because most times, what if thoughts are what we call irrational thoughts. They have no facts attached to them. They're fears attached to them. So it's what if this and what if that and what if that, but there's no facts. So when you challenge the thinking, where's your evidence to support this? How do you know this? Generally, there isn't any. So you can use thought stopping and challenging irrational fears in order to reduce your anxiety. You can go to my website in order to comment at www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. Tune in for the next episode of Brandler Bits, and we'll keep this discussion about fear and anxiety going. Take care.